This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist together. I am so excited to have our next guest and my friend, Esther Wildenberg. She has a passion for people and business in her career, and she is on a fast track for massive success on a global scale. Welcome, Esther, to the show.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for having me on the show.
So good. You are up to such big things. And one of the things that we like to talk about in Spa Life is so many people live their life by default. They just let things happen. And I know that you and Sherry are designing big things in your life. And what are some of the things that you are consciously creating that allows you to live your spa life and have more harmony?
A few things we're doing. Everything comes back to a mindset and then put it into action. And we believe, and let me talk about myself because I cannot talk for Sherry, but I always believe that whatever you want in life, you can accomplish. Just reading books, going to seminars, talking to coaches is not doing anything if you're not put it into action. And then, of course, success comes with the other side. You're busy and you get more attention. And it also means that you have to pay attention to how you're going to fill up your days and your weeks and your months and your year to keep the balance there for a happy, healthy life. It's not just the money. It's not just the success, but also the love and the friendship and the happiness that comes with it. So,
well, you definitely have a lot on your plate as president and EVP of global sales of Bank Code, as well as the founder of Rise Retreats. How do you balance those?
Yeah, the good news is it both has to do with people. I love working with people and I love to help people to step into their power and reach their highest potential. And I've been doing that my whole life in my whole career as a CEO of a company and having my own company. Mentoring people to the next level is really what I love to do. And when you do that, people grow and automatically you make more money. But I think when you treat people the right way, that's actually where we're all are becoming more successful. And the retreats is something I started in 2009 because I really realized that the one-on-one coaching and the mentoring on a daily basis way too much time and energy for me personally. And I decided I'd rather have a group of people coming for 1 week and I spend 1 week with them and I turn them inside out and I give them everything I have to give. And I realized it's way more powerful. And also their experience was that it's just 1 week, their life was changing forever, instead of going for years into coaching sessions. So that's why I became very passionate about my retreats. Until today, I'm still doing it. And the good news is that Sherry really started enjoying what I was doing with my retreats when we partnered up in Bank Code, that now it's part of our company policy. Like when you want to become a licensed trainer in our company, one of the things you have to do is go to a retreat to really step into your power and get aligned with our message. So it's a win-win.
Oh, I love that. I find it so impressive that you have a more holistic approach for people in your company to really take care of themselves and get grounded and really take that inside out approach. So I can't imagine that anyone doesn't know what Bank Code is, but why don't you take a moment to just share a little bit about what that is?
Bank Code is the name of the company and the methodology which we invented and we later put in the formula we have right now is called BANK. It's standing for an acronym for Blueprint Action Neurotonality. It's a personality science. Sherry invented a methodology and we're the only one in the world with a validated system that predicts buying behavior in less than 90 seconds. And when you use our system, you most likely will increase your sales up to 300%. Now, the great news is most people want to know how to sell. And we realize it's way more important to know why they buy. So why is your customer buying from you and why not? So when there are four personality types, we realize they make buying decisions differently. And buying behavior is not just when you want to sell a product or a service, but also in your own home with your spouse and your children and with your friends. You're always selling. Basically, you always are convincing people to do what you want them to do. And Bank is really one of the only ones in the world. It predicts it in 90 seconds. So, and it's always accurate. And it changes the whole dynamic in the sales process, in teams, in companies. And we have a lot of people coming back to that. We save their marriage, their relationship, children who wanted to commit suicide, didn't do it because now they understand who they are. So it's very, very powerful. And that's the reason where we spread virally in more than 40 countries, just word of mouth. We didn't spend anything on marketing. So if you never heard of Banco, it's because we didn't do any marketing yet. But and also it means you didn't meet the right person yet because we're word of mouth. So.
Well, I find this to be such a fascinating tool, as you know, and we will definitely put a link in the show notes for people to crack their code and to see, you know, where they're at, because this has been a game changer for me and my family, just to know what that is. I mean, and it's a fun thing and it's a very valuable tool, and I love being part of it and to share it with people. So it's good.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Aw, thank you. So one of the things I love is that you actually set up your day to really support yourself. I mean, I know you guys, you know, you travel the world, you have, you know, some long days, but it's something that you do by design. Tell us a little bit about the structure, about what you do in the morning and how you wind down in the evening.
Yeah, in the morning, I love to go straight to the beach and do a short meditation. And after my meditation, I'm always very inspired to share something with the world. So many times I will do a little take to the beach episode. And it's not always on the beach. It depends where I'm at or I'm at in the world. But when I'm home in Laguna Beach, I love to go to the beach, meditate, and then walk my dog Polo, give her some love and attention before the day starts. And then I come home and shower. And I don't do any phone calls or meetings before 10 a.m. My morning is how I start my day with Sherry and get in the right mindset and do the things I have to do to really give it all day long. In the past, it was different because we're international. It's like 24/7 people want you to be available and have calls in the middle of the night, but I'm not doing that anymore. And it creates a lot of balance. So I work hours and hours and hours, but I love what I do. And during the day, I walk with Polo again. So of course she has to go out. So she forces me to go outside. And at the end of the day, I love to go back to the beach when the sunset is there and just give the day an end and go into spouse mode and have some quality time with Sherry. But it's very important. And it's not that every day works that way, because we have a lot of things happening and we're growing expansionally. So great things are happening. So sometimes we have to get out of our way. But, you know, what's wrong with having nice dinners with friends or business partners or JV partners and talk about the great things we're doing? So at the end of the day, I have the feeling we're very balanced, although we're traveling a lot. So we just came back from a 12-day trip. And then yesterday we took a day off. And today we have a low-key day. And tomorrow we're back full throttle going full speed. But I try to really schedule it, because I know if you don't schedule, people always want our time. And right. So I'm really the gatekeeper of our private time and time off and meditate and exercise. And
I love that. You know, it's just, it's inspiring what you've built for yourself. And I mean, I've had the wonderful opportunity to be in your home and what you guys created, not only in the beautiful view that you have, but I love all the hearts that you have around you. And it's just welcoming space that you've created. So not only where you've taken the time in the morning to really center yourself and to really be prepared to, you know, you are really in vertical growth with your company, but to really embrace the importance of centering yourself and having balance. And really, I mean, we know people who have become successful and they do it at the expense of their relationship and their health. And I love the fact that you guys have really put some attention on really putting yourself first, the people you care about first, and really doing it. I mean, with your business being about people, you really are walking, you know, the talk and the walk as part of your business growth and how you're doing it. So I'm just always so impressed about how you're doing that.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, people deserve to have me at my best. So that means sometimes I have to set boundaries and take care of myself first before I can give everything I have. And at the end of the day, load back up. So it's not that I don't want to be empty at the end of the day or the week or the month or the year. So we have to balance things. And the only thing we can do better is schedule more vacations.
Well, I love that you do that, though. I mean, you've got, 2-3 vacations a year that you're doing. And tell us a little bit how you're purposely scheduling time either before or after kind of an intense work schedule to give yourself some more balance.
Yeah, it's very important, because, you know, all our events, we meet thousands and thousands of people, and how great it is on one side or the other. As you know, a lot of people can be exhausting, and especially when it's days in a row and you have no time to take off because everybody wants your time, then it becomes very important to block those days. So as soon as I know the schedule, I always block those days in our calendar, and it's time off, and doesn't mean we don't do anything, but at least we don't have calls, we don't have meetings, we don't go to events, we just are home and have our little balance thing going on. And actually it really works. And when we do trips, years ago, we just went on a trip, airplane and then taxi and then hotel and then back. And now I schedule at least one day of fun. So we also have one day after an event to relax. And when we go to Europe twice a year, I also schedule always a week with my family and friends, and we're not working and we do fun things and just hang around. And we just came back from Europe and we went to Spain for one of my rice retreats. And then after that, we had some fun in Barcelona for 5 days. We didn't work. And then we went to the Netherlands to see my family and friends. So it doesn't always feel like vacation, but not working and not having my cell phone or my computer open is really hard to have the feeling that I'm not working and that I just can enjoy doing what I'm doing.
Well, it's so important to really have those times where you give your brain, you know, a rest so that you can really restore yourself and be the best person that you can be. And, you know, I know that's something that, you know, Carrie and I, we're going to be going to Montana next week. And, you know, we're there for a specific event, but we've built in time to really take in, you know, the nature there and go on some hikes and really, you know, have that so that you want to build the lifestyle. You know, they always talk about how be careful what you build, because we can all build busyness, right? There's going to be a million things that we can be doing and kind of break down those barriers to have people just really dictate our time. But when we're really, you know, building a life by design and we're really choosing and having those boundaries, you know, it's really important to be focused and see that it's not necessarily a luxury, it's a necessity. You know, for us to have the duration to do the things that the big things that we're here to do, we really need to build that into our life. So I love how you're doing that. And talk a little bit about how you talk about in busyness. Like, you know, there is kind of like good busy and then there's busy to be being busy. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's fascinating how many people we meet, they're busy with being busy. And then I ask, what did you accomplish today? Like, what was your busy about? Like, what did you do actually that really was something to build your business or create your best life? And then, you know, if you're busy with being on Facebook or doing groceries or talk to the neighbors, you can say you're busy, but you're basically nothing. We also teach a program how to manage your time and how to really leverage your time to build your business and make it profitable instead of being busy. Like, I know so many entrepreneurs and business owners, they're very busy, but there's nothing coming out of them. And it's only because they're not focused on the right things. And they think when they go networking and collect business cards that they're building their business, but that's not the way to go. And it's just fascinating. It's really hard to teach people how to do it differently because they're so programmed. As long as I just work harder and do more and just keep going and have no breaks, it means I'm busy. So it means in the long term, I will be successful, but that's not the case. And I'm coming from Europe. Like, I have a different culture background. So in Europe, they're way more balanced in general. Like, people work 5 days a week, not 7 days a week. People have 5-6 week a year vacation and they really go on vacation. They have a way more balanced life. When I moved to the US, I figured out, like, my gosh, those people never stop here. But is that really that healthy and is that really that good? So I'm excited to bring this to our relationship. Like, hey, we really need time off. Like, sometimes you have to slow down so you can speed up again. You know, the downtime gives you insights and inspiration and new ideas, and you're way more productive when you're have some rest and some time off and you have some fun than when you keep going and going and going. So, you know, busy means nothing to me if I don't see any results. And the good busy is that you do what you love to do and you get the results and the money is coming to you and the right relationships come to you and you're changing some people's lives or even the world. Then I think your busy is in the right direction. If it's just busy with being busy, you go nowhere and you only get exhausted and burned out and unhappy. And yeah.
Yeah. I find it so refreshing because, you know, I know there's a lot of our listeners going, I can't imagine how to do one more thing. And, you know, the busyness has just become like the newest addiction. And when it's important to have the conversation because, you know, you can just be busy to be busy, but, you know, to really look at, you know, what is it that you actually need to do yourself? You know, there's so many things. That's what's so important about team and having people that they're doing the things that they love to do and that you're only doing what you're uniquely qualified to do that moves your business forward, that actually makes an impact in your day to do the things that the bigger goal that you're here to do. but to enjoy the ride, right? I mean, if you can't be with your friends and with the people that you love, it's like, why are you building it in the first place? So this is why we have this conversation around spa life, because we want to have that balance. Of course, we want to be accomplished and do the big things. But, you know, if we're burnt out and unhappy, then that's not a good way to go, right? We want to actually build the life that we want to have. So I love that you've done this and that you're on the path, and we're so excited to see the direction that you're going and building, and we get to spend fun time together, right? That we get to build doing things together.
Yeah, I love working with you. You're amazing. And it's easy when you're aligned, when you have the same energy and the same purpose in life and helping people, and you bring such amazing things to the table, and we all can learn from each other. And I think you're amazing. So people are blessed to have you in their life.
Ah, well, thank you so much. I mean, when I met you and Sherry, I was just like, your passion for people just comes through in the conversation that you have. And you just step into that so fully and so giving. And I just really love that about you guys and love spending time with you. And I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you. So how can they do that?
There are different ways. Of course, we've got all the social media platforms, so it's very easy. I have no secrets going on. It's Esther Wildenburg. On Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, it's very easy. You can be in touch via our company, Bankcode, if you want to know more. I think you are going to give them a link so they go through you, so you're their contact person.
Yeah. Well, I'll throw that out here so that they have it, because I know a lot of people are like, okay, what is Bankcode? Because in some ways, this best kept secret, and we keep talking about it. It's like this new language that we keep using. So I'll go ahead and throw it out there. It's mybankcode.com/Diane007. And you'll be able to crack your code. That's, you know, nothing you have to pay for. It's complimentary underneath me to be able to support you in that. And I would love for you guys to share with me what your code is, because I think that that'll be fun discussion. I mean, we can now walk in the room and just like, oh, okay, there's that. There's this person. I mean, how many times you've been able to walk in the room and just by how somebody greets you to know, you know, who they are, and to really, not just for the novelty of it, but just to be able to serve them better, right? I mean, if people speak your own language, it really supports you. And I love, tell them about what is the actual tagline, but really the inspiration around Bankcode, about the one language.
The one world, one language. Yeah, a lot of things, but I want to go back real quick. So when people go to mybankcode.com/Diane007, on the website, they will ask for an access code. And your access code is Diane007. So people do the right way. And what happens, people, when you crack your code, your bank code, it's less than 90 seconds. It's real quick. But two things will happen. One, you get a report from our company which tells everything about how great you are, how wonderful you are, how you operate, how you make decisions in life. And then the great thing is you can send a report to the 5 most important people in your life. So I recommend you do that to your partner, maybe your children, or people surround yourself with most. And then Diane gets a report about who you are in your bank codes and how to communicate with you guys. So it's a really powerful system. It's amazing. I love it every single day. So that's what I wanted to share about that. Our big mission for our company, we really believe that we can change the world in better communication and better understanding by just knowing each other's bank code. And because it's so simple and it's only 90 seconds and it makes so much sense the way you know somebody's code and how they operate in life. And it's not as long as DISC or Myers-Briggs or the color code. They're all great and awesome in their own way. But this one is so short and it's so accurate. And best by knowing what Diane said, by greeting them, all 4 likes to greet differently. And it's something you do every single day when you meet somebody. But you can already turn off somebody if you greet them the wrong way. And even the way you're dressed or the things you're saying or the things you're doing can be a turn off or a turn on. And because it's that easy and simple and you can implement it immediately, it really changes the way how people communicate with each other. And we have a very big mission, and we really want to change the world in one world, one language, because there are 7 billion people on the planet and 6,500 languages spoken. But bank applies in every culture and every language. We are in 40 plus countries. We're traveling around the world, but bank is everywhere the same. Like, there are just 4 personality types. That's not up for debate. That's 2,500 years old, that whole theory about that. So if you just apply it, even in your own household, things will change. You have just better understanding and more fun. You can laugh about things instead of getting annoyed. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we want. And maybe one day, and I don't really hope, it can stop war. It's just a culture difference of not understanding each other. Why we go into war? It's just leaders who don't understand each other and don't speak the right language. They just speak their own. So yeah, we are passionate about it.
I love it. Well, you guys have been cracking the code all over the world. I'd love to hear, what's one of your favorite bank code stories?
Oh, there's so many. Like, besides that people really increase their sales and build great businesses and really have in a few months already more incoming, more revenue coming to them. And of course, when people start a business they're passionate about and they want to bring it to the world. But if you don't know how to get your message across, especially in four different ways, then a lot of entrepreneurs, unfortunately, never going to make it. So we are passionate to help them to really become successful. And so the stories coming to us, how much more revenue and how much they increase their revenue and how happy they are and how passionate they are, that's one always makes us happy. But on a personal note, I think the relationship stories that's coming to us is way more impressive than just sales. You know, although the number one reason people divorce is about money, the fact that people really say after going to our training, say, I understand my husband better after one day bank training than 20 years of marriage. So that's really important to know what the impact is on one single day, how much the impact is. And one of my favorite stories is probably just of the stories I just heard when she was speaking in Sweden of a 21-year-old young lady. Her mom is schizophrenic, and I have no relationship with my mom. I cannot communicate with her. I have no, there's nothing. It's like an empty box, and she was really sad about it. And she asked Sherry, is this going to change my relationship with my mom? And Sherry said, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know. At least try. She's just changing mood. So she's changing code. So that's why you cannot connect. And so she went to her mom and cracked her code. And knowing the bank system, when her mom changed, because that goes in seconds, changes the bank code in the way she's approaching, she suddenly could connect with her mom for the first time in her life.
Wow.
And so she was in tears and said, you know, Sherry, you've got something special. Well, I know right now, I know how to shift with my mom. And she shifts every few minutes. So it's really tough, but I want to master it so I can really build a relationship with my mom. You know, that touches my heart. And even this past weekend in Dallas, we did a two-day training. And a big guy, like real big guy, tough guy, came in class like, nah, tell me what you have. And he's sitting in the class, and day two, he comes back in class because at night he coded his son. And he had no connection with his son. They're always argue and fight and just no. He said, I don't know. I didn't know how to treat him. And he coded his son and he explained it to his son. And he realized that his son has such a different bank code than the dad himself is, that he started to change that. And the next day they had a conversation and the son gave his dad for the first time spontaneously a hug and said, I love you. So that big guy was crying in the class that, you know, I bought this to make way more money, but this is priceless. Is this the only thing I get out of my two-day training, that I have a better relationship with my son and tells me that he loves me? That's priceless. So, you know, that are the stories that are coming back. I think that's why we're doing it.
I agree. I've had similar things in talking with people. You know, probably something recently, I spoke with a young couple and, you know, they were always like arguing about how they were going to go about doing something. And I found out that, you know, she was a blueprint, which is somebody that really likes things, you know, knows what's happening and the rules and likes things, you know, a certain way. And he was an action guy, you know, and he just wanted to do things and be really spontaneous. And she felt he was being irresponsible and he thought she just wasn't being fun. And so the conversations they were having is there were ways where, like, if he wanted to have like a surprise party for her, she's like, I wouldn't want it to be a surprise for me, but if you wanted it to be a surprise for everyone else, but you told me how it was and I could enjoy the process, it was a way where he could do something fun and spontaneous, but she could actually enjoy it and not feel threatened. So just that conversation alone was something that they could have a conversation where they could understand each other. And it was just a beautiful exchange that they could have that will probably, you know, not have these kind of frivolous fights because they don't understand how each other, where they're coming from, right?
Yeah, I had the same with my twin sister, you know. I'm an identical twin, I'm an action, and she's a blueprint. And also the funny thing in relationships, opposites attract. And because it's interesting and they have some parts and pieces you don't have. And then over time, it becomes a techie. So people start to tech each other because now it becomes what looks fun in the beginning when you're in love, now becomes annoying. When you know each other code and know how people operate and how what they value, then you just can change that pretty easily. And you just have one conversation and it, yeah, the fights go away and you have a long-term relationship. At the end of the day, that's what we all are looking for is love and a long-term relationship. But you have to communicate, and if you understand each other on a deeper level, it makes it way easy. And because bank is that simple, it's an assessment, 90 seconds. We teach you in one day everything, and you know the rest is history. So my twin sister and I have the best relationship ever, but it took us 42 years.
Right. So good. I love having all these stories that come out and is really impacting people instantly. You know, it's not like, oh, I hope to find out about it in a couple of weeks. It's right away.
It's right away. Yeah.
I think that is phenomenal. So let me circle back around when we talk about with Spa Life about actually creating the environment that you want. And so one of my favorite questions I always like to ask our guests is that you want to have a different experience in like your family room, your kitchen, or your bedroom. So what is your favorite room in your home and why?
My favorite room is the bedroom. The reason is why, because we don't have a television in the bedroom. That's a total deal breaker for me. Like then the people when I had my coaching practice in the Netherlands, like people can, yeah, we don't have sex anymore and we don't connect. And even with cell phones, it's getting horrible. And I said, yeah, but how does your evening look like then? Yeah, we watch television in bed. And I said, no wonder. Like one is falling asleep, the other one is watching television. It kills the romance, right? The same with your cell phone. If your cell phone is in the bedroom, we're addicted. If you want to admit it or not, but we're all addicted to this, the little device where we want to look at every single right. moment. So we have a rule, no television in the bedroom and no cell phone.
Oh, that is so great. So we don't have a TV in our room either. Sometimes the cell phone comes in and out, but we put it aside when we get in there and then we have our connection time. So, you know, it's like you want to create the room that has the experience that you want to have, right? I mean, you don't want to be working with, you know, people have all their things spread out on their bed and they'll be working in their bedroom. It's like, how do you have that separation to have the experience and balance that you want to have in your life? And so, but people do it unconsciously, right? They're just, especially if they're doing work that they love, you know, they just start doing it. And then all of a sudden they look at their space and they realize like, okay, this is not the experience I want to have. This is not, you know, the kind of relationship I want to have. And so I love that another thing that you do intentionally that really supports not only you getting great rest, but also great connection and being able to really help your relationship. So I love that.
Yeah. We work in the office. We work from home a lot. So we work in the office or behind our desk. And when we eat, we sit down at the table and no phone. Like just they're little things, but they make a huge difference.
Right. Absolutely. So good. All right. So once again, let's give people a way that they can connect with you.
They can go to Facebook and just Esther Wildenberg, can you see this face? I'm there and I will accept you. I'm at the point that I really have to start a fan page because I have to delete people all the time to add new friends. That's a good problem to have. LinkedIn is Esther Wildenberg too. You will see me out there as president of Bankcode. That's an easy way to find me. Twitter is Esther Left Wildenberg, I think, top of my head. And I'm not active on Instagram, but you can find me there too. I think that's the easiest way to connect with me. And if you want to know more about Bankcode, you can reach out to Diane. She's amazing. And she practices what she preached. So there's no better leader than Diane.
Thank you for that. So for those of you who may be just tuning in here and wondering, what are we talking about this spa life, about this lifestyle that you want to have? I also have a free gift for you at dianehaffman.com/guide. And you can create the environment that really supports you having more accomplishment and harmony in your life. So Esther, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom of how you are living your spa life.
Thank you so much. I am so blessed to have you in my life as my friend. And I love what you're doing. You're changing people's lives. And just one little thing a day, if you can change, that's how it begins. And you will realize, everybody who's listening, if you create boundaries and balance in your life, life becomes way more fun and you have energy for things you had not had before. So I wish you all a wonderful life and make the changes you have to do and stay in touch with Diane and follow her lead.
Well, thank you, Esther. You're a perfect example of having an amazing accomplishment and really enjoying a life that you love with balance and freedom and love. And I so appreciate that about you. And for our listeners, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.